You can do it.
Okay. Welcome to the Misfit Stars podcast. I'm Shannon Curtis.
And I'm Jamie Hill. Hi, everybody. Hi, Shannon.
Hi.
How are you?
I'm fine.
Every time I ask you a day how you're doing, you're like, I'm fine.
I'm fine.
Fine is not the same as good.
I know. And you've asked me like 20 times how I'm doing.
I know. But I always ask you at the head of the podcast, so I figured I'd ask you now.
No, I know. And yeah. I'm still just fine.
Yeah. You know, like when your partner is like, I'm fine, it's like your internal monologue is, that means they're not fine. Fine means not fine.
Well, I mean, no. Fine means fine. Fine means... like, I'm being honest. I'm fine.
You're okay.
Like, it's, I'm fine.
You could be worse.
I'm okay. Things could be worse.
They could also be better.
Yeah. So it's fine.
Yeah.
I press on.
We press on. We soldier.
Yeah.
On. Yeah.
Yeah.
I get it. Hey, I've recently had times like that. I've discussed them at some length here on the podcast. I get it.
Totally.
Yeah. But
mine's somewhat of like an existential sort of thing.
Yeah, which, we'll get there.
We'll get there.
It's actually in the notes. It's in the show notes. So, hi, everybody. Welcome to the Misfit Stars podcast. It's really nice to have you here. This is the January 29th episode. By the time you hear this, Shannon and I are going to be in beautiful Burlington, Vermont.
That's right.
On a family visit to visit my family. We do sort of a second post-Christmas kind of quote-unquote Christmas. That was more that way when, like, my sister's kids were really young. Now it's just a visit.
Yeah.
Because they're not any longer at an age where you get as excited about Christmas. And the idea of two of them is really exciting.
Yeah, now it's
just a visit. But it's nice. We get our 8 days of winter and then we get the heck out.
That's right.
It's exactly the right amount of really honest to God brutal winter for
us. Last year when we went, there wasn't much snow in Vermont, I think, when we visited. And when we came home 2 days later, we got 18 inches of snow here in Tacoma.
Yeah. So I almost like really hope it's super snowy in Vermont.
Yeah.
Because otherwise, karmically speaking, we're going to get it here again.
I know. Yeah.
And it was nice here, but this city is not infrastructurally equipped to deal with it at all.
No.
The city shut down.
Yeah.
Which was great.
You know, it would be fine to be shut down. We stock up with food. Yep. I'll write some music. That's what we do.
Yeah.
It's fine.
I have a good snow shovel. We have some snow melt. We're basically ready.
Yes.
Yeah.
But right, by the time that this episode comes out, we'll be deep into family visit in Vermont. That'll be really fun.
We would like to welcome our new listeners. We would like to thank our new supporters.
Yeah.
And you know, we've had some of each this week.
Thank you.
Which is really cool. I love it. The new supporters, it's ticking back up for 2020. And I'm into that. I like that. That's really good. Because what it means is that it's an indication that what we're doing doesn't totally suck all the time, which is great. It's really encouraging.
It's fine.
It's fine. Welcome to the Misfit Stars podcast, which is fine.
It's just fine.
It's not a bad podcast. It's not also a particularly good podcast. It's just fine. We hope you like it, but we don't expect you will.
Thank you to those of you who've decided to support that.
Yeah.
That fineness.
That fineness. Yeah, it's great. Yeah. We appreciate you. And hey, speaking of our supporters, I just literally finished right before recording this podcast, like 5 minutes ago, shipping out the first round of Misfit Stars mugs.
Ah, the new mugs.
To all of our people who are supporting at the $20 level.
Yeah.
So, hey, people, it's just coming.
It's
you can't
coming.
Stop it now. It's like a freaking freight train of a mug headed toward your house unstoppably. And it's just going to smash through your mailbox. Well, hopefully not literally because it's made of ceramic and that would be terrible. But, you know, point being, it's just going to arrive in an unstoppable way and you're going to love it so much, we hope. And everyone else, if you are not a person who by dint of their support level is yet going to receive a mug, you could rectify that.
It's true. And you also this week have been working on sending out t-shirts to all of our $10 supporters. So that's a new level.
Yeah.
As well. You guys, we've rejiggered the entire support structure for Misfit Stars.
That's so great.
And so if you're a $20 supporter, you get a t-shirt and a mug.
Yep.
If you're a $10 supporter, now you get a t-shirt.
For $10.
Awesome.
Holy hell.
And if you are a $5 a month supporter, you get an awesome sticker sheet, which is really cool.
Yeah, it's cooler than just the word sticker sheet. Like, if you're a sticker person, you're like, sticker sheet, this is my thing. But if you're not a sticker person, this sticker sheet is so cool, it might make you a sticker person.
It's true. It's going to be your thing. Yeah. You don't even know it yet.
You put them on your phone case. It's great.
But to those
or
of you
fridge.
Who've become our supporters this week, thank you so much for your support of what we're doing. It really matters.
Yep.
It really means a lot to us.
Yep.
You are throwing your support behind this podcast, making it possible for us to continue doing it.
Yep.
And also just, you know, throwing your support behind what we do in general in another another little monthly sort of way. And that really makes a difference in our actual real lives.
Yes,
and
it does.
So thank you for that.
Yeah. We use our Misfit Stars money to help pay our mortgage.
It was true. It's true.
Which is wild, but true.
Yeah.
How sketchy is that? You can be part of the sketchiness too. Just go to misfitstars.com/join. Get yourself signed up. There's two things you can do there. One, you can get signed up if you're not signed up. Oh my gosh, thanks. We would love that so much. Mm-hmm. Two, if you're already signed up but you want to bump yourself up a level to get more of this amazing stuff that we have made available.
Say,
for example, that you're at $5 a month and you're like, yeah, I could do 10. I wouldn't miss it.
You get a t-shirt.
You just get a t-shirt.
That's right.
I'll send you a message being like, do you want midnight navy or black and what size? And you'll respond to those two simple questions. A t-shirt then just shows up in the mail at your house and you wear it.
That's right.
And it's really cute.
Yes. So all of our members, our supporting members, are invited to our private Facebook group.
We've been having such a good discussion in there.
It's been awesome. I love it so much. Also, our stars, our members, get to recommend listener topics. Mm-hmm.
Had a great one last week from Scott.
We had a really good one from last week. We had another one on the docket from Julie, which we didn't get to because we didn't have time. So we'll have to circle back to that one
in a
future episode.
It was good.
The other thing is that our members have access to all of our podcasts. Some of our podcasts are members-only episodes.
Yeah.
And so if you become a member, you get to listen to all the podcasts from the beginning of this podcast until whenever it is that we're done.
Yeah.
You get access to all of the members only podcasts,
which is really cool because here's how those work. The conversation's going along, it's getting really interesting, we think, and then
no, it's fine.
All of a sudden, it's fine. It's not a bad conversation. It's not good either. So the conversation's going along, and then just as it's getting good, it fades out and stops. And you have to be a member to listen to the rest of it.
Sneaky trick.
It is. It's a sneaky trick. It's our way of encouraging you to be a supporting member.
That's right.
That's
all
it is.
It's a gentle nudge.
It's a nudge.
So thank you to our supporters. Thank you to those of you listening. Thank you to those of you who are listening and you can't become a supporter right now. That's okay. We're glad you're here.
Yeah.
We just appreciate you giving us some of your time today.
Yes. And also I want to note on that topic, like if you're not able to become a supporting member, but you have thoughts and you want to communicate them to us, you may also just do that. Message us somewhere.
Yeah,
please, we want to hear from you.
Another way you could be helpful is to go to wherever you listen to your podcast, and if there's a place to leave a review or a rating for the podcast, like on Apple Podcasts, you can rate and review there, and you can give us 5 stars, and you can tell us what you think, and that will actually help this podcast be suggested to other people like you who might enjoy this or think it's fine.
There's just going to be a bunch of 3 stars of reviews that say, and they just say, fine.
It's fine.
It's fine. This it's a fine podcast. I've heard worse.
That's true.
This is definitely a podcast. 3 stars.
Yeah. So thanks all.
Yeah.
What did we do this week?
Oh my gosh. You know, it was one of those weeks where on paper, I don't know that we accomplished a lot, but we were very busy.
We did accomplish a lot, actually. I feel accomplished.
Good.
We finished the kitchen.
We did finally. Holy cow, you guys.
It looks great.
And it really does.
It seems like a boring topic at this point because we've talked about it so much, so I'm not going to bore you with it.
But it never freaking ends. Like, we've been at the last 10% for 50% of the length of the project.
I know.
It's just like the last bit takes forever. It's so hard.
It looks really good, though. Someone who saw some photos that you sent yesterday said it looks like HGTV, and I think that was like the best compliment ever because I love HGTV.
Yeah. We don't have TV at our house. We're not watchers. We don't stream things. We read books and do crossword puzzles and listen to music. We're huge dorks. But when we are traveling or like staying at someone else's house, if we put on the TV, we'll put it onto HGTV and that's it.
It's so good. Mm-hmm. My favorite show right now is, and I've watched all of them. Like I binged them at my mom's house over some recent visit. And it's the one that's based in Indianapolis.
With Karen and Mina.
With Karen and Mina, the mom and daughter. The daughter and mom.
The two redheads.
Yeah, what are they? Good Bones.
Good Bones.
It's called Good Bones. So good.
They're great.
I love it.
Love them.
Anyway,
So what did we do this week?
We finished the kitchen. So one of the things that we did this week, which was just a really wild sort of day.
Yeah.
Our turntable broke. And so you've been doing research about how to fix it.
Because it's from 1982, you guys. Like, you can't just, it's not like it was made in the last 5 years and like you can just send it to Amazon or something. It's a Technics SL-B350 belt drive turntable from 1982.
Yeah, and we've had some issues with it over the last year or so.
Same issue twice.
Well, the first issue was that the belt broke a while back.
Right.
And we took it to a place here in Tacoma and they replaced the belt. And then like a few months later, the motor went out.
Yeah.
And we went and asked the same place here in Tacoma about that. And he's like, ah, oh, you should just get a new one. It turns out they sell a bunch of vintage turntables at their shop. I think he just wanted us to buy one of his old turntables.
Right, yeah.
So, but he, and so what you did is at that point, it was very ingenious. You sourced another one of these used turntables online, bought it, and harvested the motor to put into our turntable.
And soldered it into our turntable.
And it worked. And we're like, this is amazing. And it worked for a few months. And then last week, it broke again.
Which makes me think that maybe in retrospect, the belt that those guys put on was a little too tight and it has been burning out the motors.
Entirely possible, probable even.
Yeah.
So I loved it. Like, you messaged someone else online about getting another motor.
Yeah.
And it turns out that it was this guy from the Boston area, right?
Yeah, Watertown.
And he called you back the other day.
Oh my God. This guy was a nightmare.
Can you talk about this conversation? I'll talk about it briefly
because it was stressful and I don't want to revisit it a whole lot.
Yeah.
But like this guy literally would not let me talk. And we talked for 50 minutes.
Well, what's funny to me about that is that like you told me after the conversation was over that like at the beginning of the conversation when you were trying to get a word in edgewise, he was telling you things like, look, I'm really busy. I don't have time. So the reason I'm, you know, interrupting you is because I need to get to the point. And then he ends up yawing at you for 50 minutes.
Yeah. Yeah. It was just wild, you know? And like, it's interesting. Like as soon as I like divorced myself from like the rudeness and the social expectations that one typically brings to a phone call, I was like, well, those rules are not applying here clearly. So let's just take it at its own merits, you know? And I just listened to the guy. Clearly he needed to be listened to and I had some time and he was talking about some really technical nerdy audio stuff, which I actually happen to enjoy listening to people talk about.
Right.
And I just sort of started thinking about it like a weird real-time podcast kind of thing. Like, I'm just listening to this guy talk about, like, his experience in the audio industry. And he's, like, in his late 60s, and he's been around. He's done some stuff. He clearly knows his stuff.
Yeah.
You know, and the online reviews bear that out. But also, he's just an asshole. You know what I mean?
my favorite part of the conversation, and I'm like the fly on the wall listening to just your side of the conversation this whole time, right? Like, you actually said to him at one point, you're so hard to talk to.
Yes. I had to say that to him.
Which was really funny.
You'd think that most people would sort of take that as a, right, I'm so sorry. Sorry, you know, but he was like, I need to, blah, 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 and then talked at me for another 30 minutes.
Amazing.
You know,
so there was that, and then there was the possibility of maybe shipping the thing to him, and that just seemed like it was expensive and overwhelming, and then you'd have to deal with this guy. So you did some more research, and you found somebody up near Seattle.
Yeah, up in Renton, halfway between here and Seattle.
That gets great reviews on Yelp, and
I was reading phrases on Yelp like, John is a national treasure. Like,
awesome.
John has been repairing my hi-fi equipment for 15 years. Stuff like that. You know
really
what I mean?
Really great reviews.
Five-star reviews across the board. Everyone's like, this guy has a wealth of institutional knowledge that may die when his generation dies, you know? Because he's like 75 years old, and I don't think that 30-year-olds are like starting electronics repair shops right now.
No.
You know what I mean?
No.
You never see anyone working in one of those shops that's not in their 60s or 70s.
I have a deeper understanding after visiting his shop. What that sentence means, that like his institutional knowledge dying when he dies. Like, so we drove up on Saturday and the place was hard to find. We had to we drove around the same parking lot like three or four times before we found it.
Corner of a strip mall.
Finally get in inside and we walk in and it's one of those places that like it's a strip mall. Kind of like office lighting and like drop ceiling kind of thing.
Yeah. It's like a light industrial strip mall.
Yeah.
Like the most non-industrial usage of it is like a bowling alley.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Right. And you walk in the front door and the first thing you see are towers and towers of electronics. Like VCRs, CD players, receivers.
Reel-to-reel machines.
Turntables.
Yeah.
I mean, you name it, it's there. And they're stacked on top of each other on shelves. So much so that there's like, it's like a rabbit warren. There was only like a single person path to walk through the shop to the back of the shop where John keeps his work table and office area.
I mean, there's probably 3,000 pieces of gear in there.
Easily. There was someone else in the shop when we got there, a couple other people. And in order for us to get to the back of the shop and them to come out the front door, they had to like back up into this little corner and let us by. Like it was so tight. It was really just, overwhelming. And I'm looking around and I'm seeing all these like work orders taped to a lot of the things.
Yeah.
Like everything has a work order taped to it.
There's like a thousand work orders.
I should look for some dates and see what, you know, and some of them have been there for like a couple weeks. Some of them have been there for months. And I'm like, oh no, are we really going to leave our turntable here? And I'm starting to like,
but all the reviews online had said like I got this back in 10 days and it cost a quarter of what I thought it would.
Awesome. Exactly. Yeah. So we get to the back and do you want to talk?
Oh yeah. Right.
Meeting John.
So meeting John was amazing. So first of all, he's like 75 years old. He's alert. He's like mentally super active, really, really smart, very friendly, really kind.
Yeah.
And he talks though.
Yeah.
So like, you know, like normally you'd expect there'd be like, you know, a 3 to 5 minute getting to know you, do a little bit of bonding before you drop off your treasured turntable friend, and then you take off. And other people in the shop, they need his time too, you know.
There were people waiting in line behind us.
Yes, there were. He talked, the first part of our conversation was, I would say, about 40 minutes long.
Probably.
And it was 95% him talking.
Yeah.
And it was one of those really interesting things. You know how sometimes you'll be talking with someone, this happens a lot with like drunk people, like where they'll talk and then they'll go on a tangent and then that leads to another tangent, leads to another tangent. And at a certain point, like it gets really stressful because you're like, how is this? You're trying to remember the original point because you want to be a good conversation partner. So you're trying to remember where the original thread started. So when it comes back around, you can be present.
And it can all make sense.
Yes.
Yes.
But you know how sometimes in those sorts of conversations, it just becomes clear that the person you're talking with is never going to bring it back home.
Yep.
He's just going to keep going afield and then the conversation is going to die there.
I think it
took
me...
Without ever having returned home.
Yeah, I think it took me a good 20 minutes or so to realize that we weren't coming back home.
Yeah. And those 20 minutes were really stressful for me anyway, you know? Because you're doing more and more mental labor trying to remember how everything tied to everything else.
Yeah.
But as soon as I realized what was happening, it was like, oh, this isn't coming back home, so I can unburden myself, again, of conversational expectations and just go along on the ride with him. And at that point, it was fascinating. Also, I should note that we showed up, his shop, his posted hours, or that closes at 2 p.m. on Saturday, we showed up a couple minutes after 1:30. Enough time to be considerate, plenty enough time to do the transaction and leave the thing with him, but, you know, not a lot of extra time before he closed.
Right.
We left his shop when all was said and done at like 5 minutes before 3. Him having talked with us for easily 75 minutes.
Yeah.
And there was someone...
There were two people in line behind us.
Who had come in and who were waiting for like 35, 40 minutes while he talked with us.
Yeah.
Just like... And it's like, it's not really our job to be like, hey, you've got other customers.
Yeah.
Because like our backs are to the front door. He's facing the front door. He has seen him come in, but he's just on John time.
Oh my gosh. Yeah. So the conversation would like, at first I thought, okay, this is just a friendly get to know you. And then it went on for, you know, ever and ever. I've literally never experienced a conversation like this with anybody in my life.
Yeah.
Like it's the first, it's bizarre. And it was interesting stuff and it was all, you know, he clearly knows a lot and he's very smart and he
knows a lot about a lot of different things.
All these connections and, you know, he's quoting lyrics and naming songwriters and...
Yeah.
I mean, like...
He's discoursing very briefly on a history of music going back to the 30s.
Yeah, absolutely. And, you know, every once in a while, he'd be like, he'd kind of like snap to and be like, anyway, let's look at your turntable here. And I'm thinking, oh, great. Yeah. Okay, here we are. And he would maybe for like 15 seconds focus on the turntable or whatever it is we need to have done. And then that would trigger some other tangent. And he'd go off again. And that happened like 4 or 5 times.
And each one was a 15 to 20 minute thing. It was just amazing. The only things that he really needed to do were to get refreshed from, because I'd already talked to him on the phone, keep in mind, 2 days prior,
right?
So he already sort of knew what the problem was. He's like, oh yeah, it's the one that has trouble with speed. You know, that's all you really needed to know is that like it's having trouble holding speed.
Right.
And this is the serial number. And what's your info? What's your name? What's your phone number?
Yeah.
That's it. That's all the info.
It could have taken 2 minutes for us to drop this thing off.
It could have taken 25 seconds.
Yeah, it's true.
If he were curt.
Yeah,
you know what I mean?
That's true.
Like with liberal niceties, it could have taken 2 minutes.
I know it. I learned some things though. One of the things that I thought was one of the most interesting things he talked about, we got into politics. Like it was like all sorts of things. He thought that he had a theory for how to address the needs of the current occupant of our White House in such a way that might benefit the country.
Yeah. The embassy situation.
Which was really interesting. He went on this tangent saying, you know, well, here's a guy who, you know, he's never really been loved in his life. You know, he had a dad who you know, was didn't love him, sent him off to military school, brother was an alcoholic, you know, mm-hmm. you know, listing off all these things, all the women who've married him have married him for his money, and nobody really wants to, you know, actually be in a relationship with him. He's never really been loved. So what we got to do is we got to give him a golden retriever puppy.
What a good
send
idea.
Send him off for 6 months.
Yeah. He's like, we got to take away his phone and give him a golden retriever puppy for yeah. 6 months and let him experience unconditional love.
Yes. Which in its way is kind of a brilliant idea.
Yeah.
Yeah.
It was really charming.
It was charming. Yeah. So that was quite an experience. I think now I understand, you know, when people were saying when John passes away eventually, that this institutional knowledge, he has so much knowledge in yeah. his brain about this kind of gear.
Yeah.
And he clearly has his own little filing system for how, like, the space he works in actually makes sense. Like,
it's wild, yeah.
The guy who came in after us, he was bringing in a particular kind of gear.
NAD.
An NAD receiver.
That's
or
right.
something, right? Mm-hmm. And he's like, oh, NAD, I just sent one of those home with a guy earlier today. It was sitting right here. And he points to a hole in, like, this otherwise, like, towering stack of
yeah.
gear.
Yeah.
And he's like, I'll probably put yours there, too. I'm thinking, this clearly all makes sense to him. Like, yeah. it is overwhelming and overstimulating to me. But he clearly, it works for him. Like,
he probably knows where every single thing in that physical space is.
And he probably, yeah, like, it's probably the ability for him to know that is probably also what gives him the ability to fix
yeah.
the kind of gear that we're bringing in, you know, like, yeah. then that, like you were saying, institutional knowledge,
yeah.
you know, like, I feel like his brain is fascinating.
Yeah, absolutely. Really. And what's really interesting too is that, like, he wasn't talking about technical stuff at all. He was touching upon small technical things from time to time, but his interests are deeply humanist in nature.
Oh, yeah, yeah, absolutely.
He's fascinated with sociology, and he's fascinated with music, and he's fascinated with communication, mm-hmm. and he's fascinated with, like, emotion.
Yeah, yeah,
and he
yeah.
touched upon all those topics at great length. And that, in my opinion, is what you need to do the best possible work in a technical discipline like that, right? Like, technical disciplines are never, when best executed, fully or even primarily technical. Mm-hmm. It's like what I do. Like, I have to have a dramatic technical underpinning to be a good record
Absolutely.
Producer, but it's not about the technical. The technical right. should recede. You should have a mastery of the technical so that you can then do the humanist and the emotional yeah. and the communicative
yeah.
stuff.
Absolutely.
And I think that what he does is the same.
Yeah.
Like, getting music to sound the best possible way in a room, like, coming from a turntable, through an amplifier, through yeah. speakers. It's technical in nature, but it's emotional primarily. And he right. seems to really just intuitively be that person.
Yeah, that's really interesting.
He's exactly the person I want working on our stuff.
Absolutely.
And if we need to trade a couple really weird conversational, unconventionally conversational hours for that.
Absolutely.
That's good. And honestly, like, now that I am sort of understanding where he's coming from, I think the next trip will be much less stressful.
Oh, yeah, we'll just plan 2 hours.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, yeah.
Yeah, for sure.
And, like, we'll just let the ride go where it goes.
Yes.
Yeah.
Oh, my gosh.
It reminds me of when I used to take acid, you know? Like, you don't really know what the trip's going to be like. You know that you're going to go on one. You know it's going to be long.
That's amazing.
But the contours of it will reveal themselves to you as they happen.
That is so amazing. Yes, it was a fun trip. It was a trip.
Yes, it was.
Yeah, the other thing that we did this weekend was we put out a teaser for our new short film that we made. That really people,
we didn't make it.
Bruce
made it.
Facilitated
we
the making
commissioned
of it.
It.
That's right. So rewind. Last spring when we did our album fundraiser for Revolutionary Acts of Optimism, the album, one of the levels of support, or one of the levels of, not of support, one of the levels that we wanted to reach our...
A goal. It was a goal.
That's right. It was a fundraising goal, was to be able to hire a student filmmaker that we had already identified. Bruce Bradbury is his name.
Yep.
That we wanted to make a short film for one of the songs on the record.
He's 19 years old. He's a sophomore at a college in Portland.
Mm-hmm. And we've seen some of the films that he's made, and he just has a really compelling ability to tell emotionally resonant stories in film.
Holy cow.
So we're like,
wise beyond his years emotionally.
It would be so great to be able to give him one of our songs and see what he does with it, you know? And specifically, we've been calling this project a short film project because it is a song length film. It's so, like, I guess a lot of people might call it a music video, but this is not a music video. Like, I don't star in this video.
Nope.
There's no performance of the song. It's not
There's no lip syncing.
It's not really a music video. Bruce wrote a treatment for the film. He wrote a story to go along with the song that he chose from the album, which it was the song Shade.
Yep.
And sort of like interpreted the meaning of that song in this story in a way that was just totally unexpected. Not anything I would have come up with.
No, so deep.
But really deep and beautiful. And then he executed the vision. He hired the actors and the crew, and he scouted locations, and he wrote the whole script, and he edited it, and it came out so beautifully. Yeah. Jamie and I cried the first time we watched it.
We legitimately teared up, both of us.
And so this weekend we released a teaser for the film we're going to be releasing for realsies on Thursday this week.
Yeah.
So keep your eye out for Shade.
It's super, super exciting. I'm just excited for people to see his work. It's really cool. It's just been neat working through the process with him.
He had some really compelling actors acting the parts in the film too. Really talented.
Shout
people.
Out to our new friend Nate Owens, we have recently both just in this last week befriended on various social media.
Yeah,
really who's an amazing guy with really good dreams and aspirations and goals in his life. Like he wants to do creative things in his life for the right reasons.
It's cool.
You know, it's because he wants to help spread joy and positivity and lift people up and. That's where we're at, you know? So that resonates a lot.
That's awesome.
Yeah.
That's very cool.
Super, super cool. Yeah. The whole thing is just a real joy to be a part of.
Yeah.
What else? Oh, yeah. So yesterday...
We're recording this on Monday.
So yesterday was Sunday, and yesterday was the day that Kobe Bryant died in that helicopter crash.
Yeah.
And you wanted to touch on that a little bit.
Well, you know, it's funny. Not funny, haha. Funny kind of like...
Peculiar.
Peculiar, yeah. I don't follow basketball. I used to, when I lived in Sacramento, I was a raging Kings fan.
Yeah.
Sacramento Kings for a short little while. So I understand the game and I have spent time in my life watching it.
In my past, yeah.
Yeah, it's not a big part of my life now. We lived in Los Angeles for a decade when Kobe Bryant was playing for the Lakers and I just, you know, I wasn't really into basketball then either.
Nope.
So Kobe Bryant as a person doesn't mean a whole lot to me.
Right.
But I found myself yesterday, upon first learning the news of the crash, and then things coming out that one of his daughters was with him and also passed away. Like I found myself feeling sad and then my next thought was like, well, why am I feeling sad? Like just in an abstract way. Some people lost, you know, a father, a husband, a child, you know, and then the other people that were on the helicopter too, you know. But that kind of stuff happens every day. People suffer, people are suffering and people, you know, people's lives end.
Tens of thousands of people's lives.
All the time.
I think end per day in this country.
And yet I don't find myself feeling like pervasive sadness about that all the time. So here's this person, you know, that doesn't really have any specific meaning to me personally in my life. I was trying to like figure out why it was that I was feeling sadness, you know, like, or like, what is it about a celebrity that died? Like when a celebrity passes away that we sort of, and like all over the internet yesterday, people were expressing their grief and, you know, like it was pervasive, you know, sort of, all over the place. And I just found myself like sort of asking myself, why do we do that? And
what did you arrive at?
Well, there's a few things. I think, you know, especially when it's somebody who's very young. Hold on, Jamie, that conversation was just getting juicy and now it's all fading out.
I'm so sorry about that, sweetheart, but here's the deal. It's fading out. It has faded out at this point because this is a member exclusive episode of the Misfit Stars podcast.
A members exclusive?
Yeah. So first of all, here's the deal. If you, dear listener, are a supporting member of the podcast, just go switch over to your exclusive feed, which you should already have loaded into your podcast app anyway. And if you need help with that, just go in the group. There's directions. But, you know,
if
you're not a supporter, then what you need to do at this point is you need to go to misfitstars.com/join and become a supporting member. And that's how you hear the rest of the episode.
Yeah.
And there's goodies in store for you also, physical goodies in the corporeal world that will arrive at your house
there are
that
also
you can touch.
Like feel good goodies that are not physical.
Yeah.
But that will make you feel great. Like the fact that you are supporting this podcast that you enjoy.
Yeah. And even more importantly, supporting what Shannon and I are doing in the world. The podcast really is an excuse for that to happen. And we hope that we are giving you a lot of value and a good reason to do that. So here's the deal. If you want to sign up at $5, you'll get a sticker sheet. If you sign up at the $10 level, that's now the t-shirt level.
What?
Which it used to be 20, now it's 10. So if you were like, oh, I don't know if I want to like make that big of a commitment. If you want to do $10 a month, we'll just send you a freaking Misfit Stars t-shirt. We'll reach out to you and say, hey, do you want midnight navy or black? What size are you? And then it will just show up at your house. It's such a cool t-shirt.
Yeah.
We wear ours constantly. They're conversation starters. It's great.
Yes.
If you do the $20 level, you get not just a t-shirt, but also an amazing Misfit Stars coffee mug. I was drinking coffee out of mine right before doing the podcast.
It's true.
It was so meta. And it's great. It holds coffee. You can drink out of it.
It also holds tea.
Yeah. Any beverage milk. You want to put in. Milk. Say that you're drinking 1% milk.
Kombucha.
Yeah. There's no rules.
You can use it for whatever liquid you want to drink.
Yeah, you can consume any liquid you'd like out of it. And it has the Misfit Stars logo on it. It's really cute.
So go to misfitstars.com/join
yep.
and become one of our supporting members. When you do that, you'll get one of those goodies, whatever level you choose.
Maybe but a also, bunch of goodies.
Also, you're going to get to listen to the rest of this episode, which is really good.
Yeah.
So
we get deep.
Go to misfitstars.com/join.
We'll also add you to our private Misfit Stars Facebook group where we are on an ongoing basis having really cool conversations in a private way with all of the other people who have self-selected into this small group of unique individuals.
You would love them. You should come into the group.
They're all like you. It's yeah. great.
All right, you guys. Thank you for listening.
So much. And yeah, have a great day. Love you guys.
Bye.
Bye.